Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
That's another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you fine people out there being a part of what we do. Make sure you join the show. Comments, criticisms, complaints, whatever. We're grown. Most of the time. 888-638-4876. 7 to 10 ESPN 590 and ESPN Tri-Cities out in Central. I got that right. Yeah, you thought you were going to trip me up, but you didn't. Nebraska. You can get us on Facebook, YouTube, good old-fashioned X or Twitter, if you still use that aforementioned named. But anyway, man, fantastic show. Brian Christofferson and the host got into some really spirited and a little philosophical, weird, imagine that, conversations. And I thought one of the things that we talked about with BC was really interesting, and it was kind of right in Ravi's wheelhouse, where Coach Rhule says a lot of the quiet parts out loud. And sometimes we're like, oh, man, that was – ooh, that wasn't that something. And I think part of the trick is the fact that he's just simply willing to put it out there. It's not on its face like super complicated, or he could say something like, listen, I don't think it's really prudent to, you know, to talk about kids and the transfer portal. It's, you know, you're kind of doing them a disservice without allowing them to perform without any expectations. And you hear that and you're like, oh man, I'm in 100% agreement. But really, when's the last time you heard coaches around here talk about things like that in that way, right? Just very, here it is. Or, you know, I laughed yesterday when he said he was talking about the scrimmage and crowd noise, and he says, man, coaches are the worst, you know, telling kids to tighten down splits, and you don't get to do that, you know, in real games. And it's like, no, you got to be built a certain way as a staff to take that, right? Because, you know, is he talking about me? No, he is talking about you. And I guarantee that's not the first time they heard it through the media, but the culture is such that, yep, that's just Coach Rhule. That's what he expects. Or when he says, I mean, we were blown away by this. He said, how else do you get better at football than practicing football? And it was like, even I was like, whoa, yeah, that's why you tackle. Or the fact that he's saying, you know, you can bring guys to the ground and you have to be willing, you know, to break a few eggs to get a good omelet. I mean, that's in essence what he's telling you. And it sounds, well, I don't know how it sounds to you. Is it like, ooh, I'm not advocating getting guys hurt. I'm acknowledging that sometimes guys will get hurt. But we can't get better if we don't assume that risk. And he's telling us that out loud. And I think when you watch him kind of build this roster in design depth and talk about the long haul and the Big Ten being the grind, I think that's what lends itself to the confidence we have in him. Because you can start to put the words that he's saying that he's very consistent about. Remember, I started this a long time ago with Coach Rhule and the staff, where their common language builds in accountability. And I think it's like that across most successful businesses. Common language builds in accountability. And so they sound a lot alike. They talk a lot alike, but they each have their own little variation. You know, Coach Rhule may say something like, you know, sometimes you just have to sit back and take in the information and decide what's what. Coach McGuire may say, you know, I've learned to listen a lot more and talk a lot less. In essence, they're saying the same thing at its end point, but they're getting to it in a different way. And I think the fact that they're so open and transparent and authentic with what they're saying, we're so unaccustomed to it. Just in general, it's not an indictment of previous staffs as much as it is. Sometimes I think in leadership, we're so worried about making sure everything runs smoothly that we're not confident enough in our own leadership abilities, where you can say the quiet part out loud and you'll be just fine anyway. Right? Sometimes we talk ourselves out of saying what needs to be said for the sake of the short term and not thinking enough about the long term. And I admire that. And I think that that staff has kind of embraced that, because I think it's an integral part of what Nebraska wants to do going forward, because you have to acknowledge where you are. And the fact that they can do it and then compartmentalize it, right? The winter is for a good spring. The spring is for a good summer. The summer is for a good fall. When we start to embrace that, then we'll take the spring for what it is, as opposed to having it end up being a referendum on everything that we think, and we compare and contrast, and then we get worked up about it. And really, at the end of the day, there's no harm, or we're not really hurt by an emotional investment of believing. It's okay. And sometimes you're going to get a few bruised grapes. But if we can think about it in the lines of how it's being taught to us, we may be a lot better for it in the long run. At least that's what I'm shooting for. It's another episode of Benning Bites.